Wisconsin Department of Health, and formerly a CSTE Fellow, Wisconsin.
Thank you. All right. So this afternoon, I will be sharing a very preliminary exploration of mental health and substance use hospitalizations among Native American women of reproductive age in Wisconsin. So we know that mental and substance use disorders are leading causes of disability and mortality in the United States and are associated with a host of adverse outcomes, including chronic disease, premature death, and substantial economic costs. Importantly, as we heard from our previous speaker and other speakers in the session, these conditions often co-occur and are comorbid, which also increases risks of adverse health outcomes. Mental and substance use disorders are very important for women of reproductive age. Women with these disorders who become pregnant are at increased risk of poor maternal and birth outcomes, such as low birth weight, preterm birth. And for those women who use substances during pregnancy, conditions such as neonatal abstinence syndrome and birth defects. These women are also at increased risk of unintended pregnancy. One study reported that women with opioid abuse, 90% of their pregnancies were reported as unintended. Again, unintended pregnancies also increase the risk of these poor birth outcomes. There are several studies that show women with serious mental illness also have an increased risk of unintended pregnancy. We were interested in exploring mental and substance use disorders among Native American women for a few reasons. A recent Wisconsin publication showed that maternal opioid use determined at the time of delivery hospitalization among Native American moms was more than 2 times the rate among non-Hispanic white mothers. Also, the neonatal abstinence rate among Native American infants, excuse me, was 3 times the rate among non-Hispanic white infants. And we know that about half of pregnancies among our Native American Wisconsin moms are unintended. And I apologize, I'm traveling with a germy infant who gave me a cold right before we traveled. So the objectives of our presentation were to utilize an index for mental health and substance use hospitalizations that was developed in response to a measurement gap in our Title V Block Grant, which is a funding source for state maternal and child health programs. Several states have identified mental health and substance use among women of reproductive age as a priority. However, there are no national outcome measures or national performance measures to help states monitor and track these issues in their population of interest. So we were interested in using this index to estimate the prevalence of mental health and substance use hospitalizations, and also among these hospitalizations, examine co-occurring mental health and substance use among Native American women of reproductive age. So we used hospital discharge data to identify Native American Wisconsin resident women aged 15 to 44 years who were hospitalized in a Wisconsin, Minnesota, or Iowa facility from the fourth quarter of 2010 to the third quarter of 2015, which conveniently helps us avoid that ICD-10 CM transition for now. We also use the clinical classification software diagnosis groupings to identify relevant mental and substance use disorders. So this is a flowchart that shows how we classified hospitalizations as mental health or substance use related. So we looked first at the principal diagnosis to see if there was a mental or substance use disorder to identify these hospitalizations. Now, I just want to draw your attention to the bottom two parts of this flowchart. If a hospitalization was not identified as a mental health or substance use hospitalization, we looked for evidence of acute events that would help us identify hospitalizations that would potentially be associated with mental health or substance use, but did not fall into those CCS categories. So to identify additional mental health hospitalizations, we searched for suicide or self-inflicted injury, ICD-9 or external cause of injury codes in the principal diagnosis field or the first listed E-code field in the hospital data. And to identify additional substance use hospitalizations, we searched for drug or alcohol poisoning, ICD-9 or E-codes in the principal diagnosis or first listed E-code field. And this just shows how we identified co-occurring mental health and substance use. So for hospitalizations that were classified as mental health, we looked for substance use codes across all other diagnosis or E-code fields. And for our substance use hospitalizations, we looked for mental health related ICD-9 or E-codes across all other diagnosis or E-code fields, which is a little bit different than what we heard from our previous speaker. He utilized the secondary code. We don't think that the order matters for our hospital discharge data, so we wanted to look across all other fields. So we identified about 7,300 inpatient hospitalizations for Native American women of reproductive age. About 22% of those were classified as mental health or substance use, which corresponds to a rate of 223 per 10,000 Native American women of reproductive age. About 60% of mental health and substance use hospitalizations had a co-occurring mental health or substance use disorder. And this just shows how our different diagnosis categories were distributed. So you can see that mood disorders represented about 40% of all of the mental health and substance use hospitalizations among this population, with drug poisoning and alcohol poisoning at about 17%. So we were interested in comparing the rate of mental health and substance use hospitalizations among different racial and ethnic groups. And you can see that our Native American women had the highest rate of mental health and substance use hospitalizations, and that rate was nearly two times the rate among our non-Hispanic white women of reproductive age. Oops. We were also interested in comparing the proportion of co-occurring mental health and substance use among different racial and ethnic groups. And you can see that Native American women of reproductive age did have the highest rate of co-occurrence. So we still have a lot of work to do in this area. This was really a very preliminary analysis, but our results indicate that Native American women of reproductive age in Wisconsin are vulnerable to adverse maternal, perinatal, and birth outcomes due to the high rate of mental health and substance use hospitalization that we observed. The high proportion of co-occurring mental health and substance use suggests that we really should be screening for mental health and substance use together, really for all women, but potentially for this population specifically. We also should be thinking about family planning services and how they are integrated into our care for mental health and substance use. We have a lot of work in Wisconsin related to women and opioids right now, and comprehensive care models are something that we are exploring in focus groups with women in different racial and ethnic groups. So there are several caveats and limitations to an analysis like this. I'll mention a few. I recently became aware that some of our northern Wisconsin residents might be seeking care in Michigan facilities. So we have data sharing agreements in Minnesota and Iowa, which is really helpful to ensure that we are getting a comprehensive look at the burden of different things that people are hospitalized for. But we don't have a data sharing agreement with Michigan, so it's unclear if we are missing a lot of these women, especially since a lot of our tribes are in the northern part of the state. We did not include emergency department visits in our current analysis, but do have plans to do so in the future. And we are unable to explore heterogeneity among Native American women of reproductive age because of sample size and also just lack of information available in this population and in the data sources that we're using. So I'd just like to acknowledge my collaborators in this project and share my contact information. Thank you so much.